This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
But when you hear the takbirat, do not recite along with me, just listen attentively. كان الرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر التكبيرات في خطبة العيدين. He would say the takbirat in the khutbah. So I will be doing that, but continue to listen attentively. There will be two khutbahs, two parts of the khutbah. I will sit in between, and then I will conclude with the second part of the khutbah. When it is done, then inshallah I'll let you all know. And that will be the procedure of Salat al-Eid. I know that after the Eid prayer is complete, and it has concluded and the khutbah is done, then people will be greeting one another, congratulating each other. So I'll just briefly mention to everyone, as you were walking in, you probably saw there's some things that are set up for the whole family, some snacks and refreshments. There's a coffee cart, there's a snow cone mobile, something. I don't know what it's called, but there's a truck selling snow cones outside. So there's, you know, balloons, a few things that we were able to arrange and put together. So inshallah, please help yourself and enjoy. And we hope and pray that inshallah, it's a blessed day of Eid for everyone. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I got up here at 9:30 sharp and made the announcements and explained everything so that for the record, I was not late, right? There's a lot of Colleyville people here, so they know my track record. I just wanted to establish for public record that I was not late. But as you can imagine, you know, we have the overflow parking in some of the neighboring parking lots. So there are people literally walking over. So we're going to afford them just a couple of extra minutes, inshallah, allow them to be able to get here. They are parked, they are walking, there's families, you know, kids and things like that, inshallah. So a little bit of patience on your part will be appreciated by all those folks that are walking on their way here, inshallah. So in the meanwhile, we'll continue the takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر
الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وحزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله وبحمده بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وأعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
إن شاء الله if I can have everyone stand up and start forming the rows. A little bit, yeah. Inshallah, straighten the lines, fill in the gaps. Inshallah, please look down, put your heels on the line. Make sure that the row is straight. For the brothers, if there's any overflow needed, we have the hall to the side of the prayer hall here where the rugs are rolled out. For the sisters, if there's any extra area that's needed, behind the sisters' area, the double doors are open. There's a large area back there as well. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. والله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الحمد لله. الحمد لله علي ذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سري الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء. أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. إن شاء الله I will be keeping the comments here for the purpose of the khutbah very brief and short, inshallah bi idhnillah. I say that to reassure everyone who's probably thinking it's starting to get a little warm in here. And also obviously the parents, you know, where the children are getting restless. So I wanted to assure you, inshallah, it'll be brief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, at the end of the passage in which Allah explains to us the significance of Ramadan and the procedure of fasting, He says, complete the month and then praise and glorify and proclaim the greatness of God for giving you the ability to do the good that you did. And all of this is just so that you can become grateful. All of this is so that you may develop a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the blessings of Allah that you enjoy. We spent the whole month of Ramadan with the Quran, with the book of Allah, where, you know, to put it into simple language, we listened to Allah talking to us. The Quran is the speech of Allah. And so we took time to listen attentively to Allah talking to us. And so I wanted to share a few verses of the Quran here today. This is from Surah Ar-Rum, which is a very beautiful, powerful surah within the Quran. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, enumerates to us, mentions to us just some of the blessings that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. He made you from dust, He made you from dirt, He made you from clay. But now look at you. You are very sophisticated, complex creatures, these human beings scattered all around the earth. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. But He did not just leave you to an existence of isolation, but He created spouses and partners for you. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you'd have someone to find comfort and tranquility within. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He placed love and mercy amongst you. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. That these are the signs of Allah so that we think. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That from His signs are the fact that He created this beautiful earth and the remarkable sky above us. وَإِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And He created so much variety amongst the human beings, the different tongues that we speak, the different languages that we have, the different colors that we have amongst us, that this is from the beauty of Allah's creation. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَلِمِينَ. That in this, there are remarkable signs for human beings, no matter where they may be or when they may be. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. From His signs are the fact that He created the nighttime for you to be able to rest and sleep. And then He created the daytime so that you can go out and earn a living and be able to sustain yourselves and your families. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. There are remarkable things, signs, things to reflect on this, within this, for people who are willing to listen. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ يُرِيكُمُ الْبَرْقَ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Last night, the thunderstorm, right, where you see the light flashing and it's raining hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from His signs are the fact that it rains. And sometimes it's a little scary. And sometimes it's a beautiful sign of blessings to come. وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, He makes it rain from the sky to replenish the earth. فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, And He revives the earth after it had dried up and died. And this is also a metaphor for the fact that similarly our hearts sometimes are starting to dry up. It feels like internally we're dying spiritually. You feel a void. You're not sure what you're doing anymore. You feel like you're just going through the motions. But then Allah sends down His mercy. What is the mercy of Allah? The Quran, the book of Allah. Allah gave us Ramadan so that we could stop for a little bit. We could fast. We could listen. We could think. We could hear the Quran. We could spend a few minutes here and there with the book of Allah. And now your heart feels alive. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَعَقِلُونَ In this there are great signs for intelligent people. People who think. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَن تَقُومَ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ بِأَمْرِهِ From His signs, reflect on the fact that the heavens and the earth, this entire system of the universe that is operating flawlessly, it only and solely happens by the command and the will of Allah. That if Allah commanded it to cease to exist, if Allah willed it to end, subhanAllah, that would be a scary thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps it going. ثُمَّ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ دَعْوَةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ تَخْرُجُونَ But a time will come when this world will end. For us individually, whenever we die, and overall collectively for humanity, when the day of judgment is coming and it arrives. But then Allah says, Allah will call you once. That's the power and the might of Allah. He'll call you once and we'll all be resurrected and we'll be coming back out from the ground. And at that point in time, this conversation, this reminder, this reflection, this connection to Allah, this is what will be our salvation at that time. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ Everything belongs to Allah. Everything is submitted to Allah. Everything listens to Allah, obeys Allah. It's just a human being is the one that kind of gets out of line a little bit here and there. But that's why we need to keep reminding ourselves and we need to keep remembering that who we need to devote and dedicate our lives to. Whose blessings are we enjoying? Who has showered us with so many blessings that we can't even begin to count? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ Allah is the one who made everything. He created us. And He's the one who will bring us back to life in the hereafter. And that is very easy for Allah to do. وَلَهُ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ For Allah is the most exalted example. Look around in the heavens and the earth and you'll see the blessings of Allah all around you. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ And Allah is the mighty and the wise. Allah created everything and there is wisdom in everything that Allah created. So this is a day of gratitude. This is a day to enjoy the blessings of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ went as far as saying, لَا تَصُومُوا فِي هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ Do not fast on Eid. فَإِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَبِعَانٍ Because these are the days of eating, enjoying, eating and drinking and enjoying the company of our families. So enjoy the blessings of Allah. By the way, a quick little side note, right? I'd have to make at least one comment like this. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't fast on Eid, but he didn't say don't pray on Eid. Just reminding myself, nobody else. Just reminding myself, right? SubhanAllah. But let's enjoy the blessings of Allah today. And there's no guilt in that. There's nothing wrong with that. Allah wants us to enjoy the blessings of Allah. But as we do it, Alhamdulillah. As we do it, Allahu Akbar. As we do it, MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Remember to thank Allah for all these blessings. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم كل عام وأنتم بخير عيد مبارك everyone.